Back in the New York groove.
That's right, folks. This week on Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show. From the Bronx, New York, Ace Frehley, the solo years. Welcome, people, to the rock and roll party. This week, Ace Frehley, formerly of Kiss, the solo years. You just heard Rip It Out from Ace's first solo record in September of 1978. He was born Paul Daniel Frehley on the 27th of April in 1951 in Bronx, New York. He grew up on Marion Avenue and 201st Street off of Bedford Park Boulevard. When he was young, he was involved with the street gang, the Ducky Boys. Got his first guitar at age 13. He was in the Magic People, 1967, and King Kong, 1969, and Honey in 1970. His first recordings were done in 1971 on RCA Records for the band Malemo. When Ace was in Kiss, he designed the Kiss logo. He designed his own makeup. He designed Paul Stanley's makeup. He designed the smoking guitar and the lightning bolt guitar strap. His weapons of choice, a 1959 Les Paul, a 1973 Tobacco Sunburst Les Paul, and a 1977 Cherry Sunburst Les Paul, and a Marshall Plexi Stack. Many people do not realize that after Ace left Kiss, one of the first things he did outside of the band was on the Wendy O. Williams album W.O.W. He played with Gene Simmons on the song Bump and Grind from 1984. But what we're going to play now is something that he did while he was still in Kiss from 1980 with the band Crazy Joe and the Variable Speed Band. The song is called Eugene. Ace co-wrote it and plays on it.
Hey, what's happening? Hey, two ginger ales for my girls. But the doctor said, you know, I ain't gonna make it much longer. You know what I mean? You know.
Hey, what did you say your name?
Eugene.
Crazy Joe and the Variable Speed Band. Many people do not realize that when Ace was in Kiss, he checked into hotel rooms under the name Eugene Tokyo. Because his mother was part Native American, he looked Asian. Coming up now from April of 1987, the first Fraley Comet record, Love Me Right.
Let's relax, baby. I want
live from September of 1987 in Chicago, Rocket Ride. Ace Frehley began his solo career after Kiss in late 1984 with Anton Figg on drums, John Regan on bass, Richie Scarlett on guitar and vocals, and Arthur Steed on keyboards. They did their first show in November of 1984 at SIR Studios in New York. Ace has released 12 solo albums, 13 singles. His first book came out in 2011 called No Regrets. He did a film in 2004 called A Remedy. He's done 19 guest appearances on other artists' records. I have seen Ace over 7 times. I did an in-store with him in April of 1990 at Zia Records in Tempe. And just last week, Kissin' Time did a show with Ace Frehley and New Hope at the Outtake Cinema and Grill. From February of 1988, Words Are Not Enough.
You can swear that you love me by every star in the sky.
from May of 1988, Juvenile Delinquent. This show is recorded at Wishing Star Studios in St. Paul, sponsored by Jambot Railroad Train for Android and iOS. Also sponsored by Mr. Zero's Record Store in Roseville, 55113, right next to Music Go Round. They sell vinyl records, cassette tapes, and CDs. If you'd like to hear past episodes of this show, go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. If you'd like to learn more about Ace Frehley, go to RoseHillPatch.com. Ace Frehley, and you can read my extensive article on him. We'd like to thank you for attending the Rock and Roll Party. Taking you out is Five Card Stud from October of 1989.
I was born.
Mr. Zero, and this was the Rock and Roll Party.
Mr. Zero, Mr. Zero. Mr. Zero, Mr. Zero.